Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Ghosts never appear in crowded places. Have you noticed? They never materialize live on stage with Bruce Springsteen at Madison Square Gardens, or at a royal wedding, dragging their chains down the aisle directly behind the Archbishop of Canterbury, caught on camera, watched by millions. No. It's always in the dead of night, when no one's about, in a lonely place, seen by a single unfortunate soul who few believe. How convenient. Ghosts don't exist. If they're invisible to so many of us, how can they? Although, I have a theory, and I grew up in sight of the lighthouse, so perhaps I know more than most about this. I think a ghost is a warning that there is, or was, something terribly wrong. Like pain. Nobody wants to experience pain. But pain tells us something is damaged and needs to be fixed, or about to be damaged, and we must stop what we're doing right away. Take your hand away from the fire. Find a salve for the burn. Pain can be useful, see? It's not always that simple. Pain can warn of a problem that's no longer there, that you can't do anything about. A missing limb that aches like the devil. Or say the body identifies a problem deep inside. And clever thing, it works to solve that problem, and in doing so forms scar tissue. And that same scar tissue pulls on healthy flesh, adheres one organ to another, intrudes on bundles of nerves, creates new sources of pain. Pain can beget new pain long after the source is gone. It can be a reminder of a thing that happened long ago. Perhaps a ghost is the story of a single event, made manifest by the pain of what occurred. And perhaps it serves as a warning of what can happen in a desolate place.
Beth, there is something I need to tell you. There's a dead seagull on the widow's walk.
Don't be sick. Don't be sick. Don't look down. Oh, what am I doing up here?
Slippery. I can come out and help.
No! Stay inside! I don't want to void my insurance!
I didn't expect you to go out there, Beth.
Don't look down. Oh, why is it creaking? Come on. Get in the bin back. Oh, please, Mr. Gold, just get in the bin back.
Do you need gloves? So you don't touch it?
Bit late for that. Get in the bin bag. Oh, his beak.
Got it?
Almost. Oh, look. Blood on my hands. And on my trousers too. Oh, lovely. Lovely, lovely. Oh, I think he's sick. It's fine.
I'm sorry you have to do this.
Oh, it's done. It's in the bag.
Hey!
In the bag. What fun. I'm coming in. Make wait.
You okay?
Fuck. Fuck me, Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, you're swaying.
Don't like heights. And the seagull was much worse. Much worse than I expected. Blood, look.
Oh, gross. Oh, Beth, breathe in. Out. In. Out.
There's blood all over the walkway.
Oh.
Was it bleeding last night? A seagull?
It must have been.
But so much, I don't get it. It looked like it'd been run over. Its skull was all... One of its eyes... Oh, God. Oh, I'm going to be sick. No, I'm okay, I'm fine. Woo! Can't leave it like that. I'll have to clean the walkway.
What, now?
No. Later, that's okay. Migraine is a bit worse, but promise as soon as I feel better, I'll clean it up.
You don't need to. The rain will wash it away.
The rain? Yes, are you all right? Oh, thank God.
Oh, Beth.
What?
The bin bag is dripping.
Shit, the carpet. Open the window again.
The window?
Quick, I'll throw it out the window. Open it, open it.
Okay.
Oh!
Beth, you threw it back on the walkway. Why did you do that?
It was meant to go over the side. No, the bin bag caught on the scaffolding.
Oh, one of the wings is poking out.
Oh, God, it's grotesque.
Oh, we're back where we started. What do we do now?
Can't go out there again.
I'll do it. I'll unhook it from the scaffolding and I'll throw it off the side.
No, too dangerous. Stay inside. I've got it. There's a broom in the kitchen. I can use it to reach to the window and push it over. Yes.
Beth, if you're not feeling well, this can wait.
No. No, no. I can't leave that thing just hanging there. I'll go get the broom. I'll be right back.
You know, I didn't expect this level of entertainment when I booked. You should put this on your website,
Beth. We're here till right. 6 for the Naughty Naughties playlist.
Okay. All right. Yes. What am I doing? Where am I? Broom.
Bring something from the carpet for the bloodstains. Hot water?
Yes! Oh, my head. Oh.
Brilliant stuff. Is it too soon to call this a classic?
What gets bloodstains out? White wine? Salt? Why did I put carpet down? I should have varnished the floorboards, idiot.
Coming up, another banger from a decade ago. Feels like 10 minutes since this stormed the charts.
Oh my God, what next? A bloody brass band? Not now, go away. Bloody seagull. My carpet. Fucking storm. Oh, my head. It was fine before. This is her fault. This is what she brings. No, shush. Don't be silly, Beth.
Honestly, how does the time go
so shut up. Go away. All right. Yes, what is it? I mean, hello. Bijou Lighthouse Bijou Stays. Bethany Williams speaking. Can I help? Hello? Of course. You again. What do you actually get out of this? Are you trying to scare me? I suppose you're wanking right now. With your tiny little member. Your shriveled little pee-pee. Why don't you fuck off and get a life?
Hello?
Oh. Hello, sorry, I thought you were someone else. Unless you are. Who is this?
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Tell me why.
Sorry. What did you say?
Wes.
Wes?
Miss you. Hey, did you remember?
Wes, is that you?
Beth.
You talk. You okay? Beth?
Flooded the sink. Made a mess.
Oh.
I think. Oh no. I think I really am going to be sick.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Yo, yo, yo! Beth! You asleep? Get up, lazy bones! It's 4 o'clock!
Knock, 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 knock. Knock, 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 knockety knock. Knock, knock, knockety knock, knock, knock.
What do you want?
Rude?
Sorry, I didn't mean.
What's going on? What are you doing in there?
Just chilling.
What's that smell? You been smoking?
No.
What's that smell then?
Is there a smell?
You've got a nose blind. That's what happens. My cousin's got 12 cats. Her house stinks of sour shit and she has no idea.
You have a lot of cousins.
You gonna let me in?
No, I... Kira, wait, don't just...
Oh. Oh, okay. Oh dear.
Just need to tidy up, that's all.
Jeez, look at this place.
Don't open the curtains. Oh, the light hurts my eyes.
Right, Beth, this is an intervention.
An intervention?
Yeah. I asked Wes to join me, but he said he's got football and Sarah and Mish, so they don't know you well enough.
Sarah and Mish? From 19th century American literature?
Yeah. I asked Peter from Gothic Literature to come too.
Peter from Gothic Literature? Who the fuck is Peter from Gothic Literature?
Yeah, exactly. You know, if you ever left your room, you might make enough friends for a proper intervention, which is what this intervention is about. Beth, you need to leave your room.
Hang on. You told Sarah and Mish and Peter I never leave my room.
No, I made it more dramatic than that to try and convince them to come. I said you were having a nervy bee.
A nervy bee?
It's a nervous breakdown.
I guessed what it means. I'm not having a... I'm fine, Kira. I'm totally fine.
You're not coming to class? You eating properly? Beth, you look feral.
I can't believe you've told people I'm having a nervy bee. A nervous breakdown.
So what's wrong then?
Nothing. I mean, it's not important. It's the migraines.
Migraines?
They've got worse.
Beth, there's no shame in a nervy bee.
I'm not having a nervy bee. And please, can you stop calling it that? I've been slammed with migraines the last few weeks. Can you tell everyone that? Mish and Peter and anyone else you've said anything to?
You want me to tell everyone you have a bad headache?
That's why I don't bother talking about this. It's not just about... Forget it.
No. Okay, I believe you. I believe you, okay? There's no need to get upset.
I'm not upset.
But come on, Beth. If your head hurts for weeks on end, you should go to the doctor. Might be a brain tumour.
It's not a brain tumour. I have actually told you this before, Kira. I was diagnosed with chronic migraine at 14.
Oh, that was 5 years ago.
Yes, that's what chronic means. You don't cure it, you manage it, and sometimes it flares. If I don't sleep well, or eat at the usual times, or the weather changes, or stress, or... Oh, Kira, you shouldn't have drawn attention to it. They're going to treat me differently now. Why do you have to be so dramatic?
Not dramatic. I was worried about you.
Why?
Because I'm not an arsehole. Because you're my friend, and because it's my fault, isn't it? I'm the one who said we should do the seance.
The seance? What's that got to do with anything?
Well, you said it. Stress. You're stressed. When Gabby said, join me...
It wasn't Gabby.
Yeah? Is that what you think? Okay, well, whatever it was, I should have followed you when you got spooked and ran off, and I'm sorry I didn't. Should have made sure you were okay. And I was going to, but Wes was like, oh, leave her. Let's just go to pub.
He wasn't, was he?
And now you're a complete shut-in and you stink and, oh, I don't know. I feel responsible.
Well, you shouldn't. That's silly. Do I stink?
I'm the one who said we should do it. And I drew the Ouija board.
Well, I went along with it. You wanted to stop, remember?
Guess so. So you don't think it was Gabby?
Where's the sumatriptan?
What do you think?
I think I need to increase my migraine prescription, but I've barely been able to move to book an appointment.
All right, yeah. Sucks. But I meant, if it wasn't Gabby, what was it?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I've been thinking about it quite a lot.
Yeah? Me too.
I think there are two possibilities. Well, three, but one of them is stupid.
Go on.
One, Wes was right. I was subconsciously pushing the glass.
That makes sense.
But I swear to God, Kira, when the glass moved, my fingers slipped off. No contact. So how was I pushing it? I couldn't have been.
Okay. Two?
Two. Either you or Wes were pushing it.
Right.
But like you said, neither of you knew about Gabby. And why would you, even if you did?
Three.
It wasn't Gabby that came through. It was something else. We connected with something pretending to be Gabby. Something that got in my head, found her there, used it against me. I know how that sounds. I know what people would think if I told them, so... Can you keep this a secret?
Yeah, of course.
Good. Thank you. But that doesn't mean I want to forget it. I think I want to explore what it means. It almost seems cowardly not to. Don't you think? Maybe we can try again. It's up to you, obviously, but if you want, maybe we could explore this together. What do you think? Do you want to join me? Pick up the phone.
Mobile telephone of Therese Williams. I'm not in right now, or rather, it's mobile. I'm not available to chat. Leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Toodles.
Mum, it's me. Hope you can hear me. Sorry about the wind. I'm calling from the beach. Just getting some air. Lots of air up here. Ooh, really violent air. I just called to say hi. And Kira's here. Did you remember Kira from uni? Maybe not, you only met her once. When you moved me into halls, she was the chatty one with the infected nose piercing. And you told her she might get sepsis. I sound like you when you're telling me about one of your friends. Anyway, so Wes is Ted. Do you remember Wes? You never met him, but I needed to tell someone he was dead, someone who cared about me, because it's freaked me out a bit, a lot. I think I'm hearing things, and I was sick in the kitchen sink. That's why I needed some air. I left Kira to clean it up. Oh God, I shouldn't have done that. I better go back. Okay, bye, Mum. Oh, why did I tell her that? She's gonna go mad. Okay. Okay.
Hello, you've reached the mobile telephone of Teresa.
Sound normal,
Beth. I'm not in right now.
Sound normal. Perky, happy. La la la.
Leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Toodles.
Me again. I just wanted to add, I'm completely fine. I was sick because of migraine, but the pills are working. I know you'd rather I went the natural route, but they really do work. And it's almost gone now. I feel much better, especially with all this bracing sea air. And Kira's here, so that's nice. A friend visiting me. It's been really lovely. See, I've got friends. So yeah, no need to worry about... Oh, what the fuck? What the fuck? Sorry, Mum. Language. That wasn't directed at you. I just saw something on the... It's nothing bad. Don't worry. It's just... someone on the widow's walk. There's the, it's the walkway around the lighthouse. What is she doing? I told her not to go out there. Anyway, everything's great. Sorry for swearing. Gotta go. Speak soon. Bye. Fuck's sake, Kira! Get off the widow's walk! What are you doing? In this wind? Oh. Hear that? Bring, bring. Go answer at your fruitcake. Get off the walkway and go answer the phone.
Hello? Hello? This is the lighthouse boutique. Something. Can I help?
Kira?
Beth, you feeling better? I've just poured bleach down the sink.
I thought you were on the walkway.
No, I'm in the kitchen.
But if it's not you, who's that on the walkway?
What do you mean?
Kira, someone's up there. Get out of the lighthouse.
There can't be.
I can see them. They're standing on the walkway.
What? How? How would they have gotten up there?
I'm coming back. 5 minutes.
They would have had to pass me. The front door's the only way in. No one's here. You're trying to freak me out.
There is a person on the walkway right now. I'm looking at... It's a man. It's a man. Fuck. Fuck, Kira, get out.
I know what it is. It's the bin bag. It's caught on the scaffolding.
It's not the fucking bin bag, Kira.
Are you sure? I'll go check.
No.
It's fine, honestly. I can guarantee no one's there. I'm going up.
Kira!
I'll see you in a minute.
Kira!
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
The buyer awaits your decision, poised as one both ready for a fight and assured of its outcome. I'll have that relic now.
That cool pretty boy have more healing. We gonna need it.
You guys might. One of you dies and I'm running for it. So don't.
We'll have to use every advantage, and we've not many left.
So I'm confused. What am I supposed to say to him?
Marcus, it's a role-playing game.
Right.
So, you're this holy guy, Benedict.
Right.
And he's just joined this adventuring party.
Right. Why?
Because we needed someone to heal us and not ask questions.
Dom!
What?
Any reason you want, Marcus. That's the great thing about this game. You can be anyone you want. Do anything you want, for any reason, so long as it's true to your character.
Cool. I totally got this.
Wait, but...
This artifact belongs to my church, and as such, I cannot part with it for any price. What did I say?
Kill them all!
The Ordinary Epic, a podcast series about the extraordinary, the ordinary, and something in between. Listen now at theordinaryepic.com or on your favorite podcast app.